the language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Hello everyone, welcome back to 潘吉杰里告诉你。My name is Spencer.
Hey Spencer, welcome back. 欢迎回来。
Thank you, Jenny. 谢谢。
从美国探亲回来了啊。
探亲也差不多。
Hey, how was your trip?
Not bad. Weather's nice. Can't complain.
So just spending some quality time seeing your folks.
Yeah, mostly my mama.
Your mama.
Yeah, because 母亲节刚过了对吧、mm. So yeah, you know, I gotta hang out with her a little bit.
对、哎、上次我们母亲节的节目人家都说听上去就是 Spencer 是一个好儿子、Such a sweet son.
还可以吧。
好，我们今天讲的不是你的妈妈，我们要说说咖啡。
All right, let's talk about it.
Does your mom like coffee?
Actually, my mom's a coffee fanatic.
Oh, 她很迷咖啡 a yeah. coffee fanatic.
Yeah, but she's...
很疯狂
But yeah, she usually just makes coffee at home, I think.
对,我觉得好像美国一般的家庭 first thing they do in the morning is just to put a pot of coffee and then、yeah. they kind of drink it throughout the day.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, 这就是我妈。
是吧?因为我婆婆也是这样。Yeah. 好,那我们今天呢会分享一些点咖啡时候很实用的英语。然后呢我们还要说说很有意思的一个星巴克秘密菜单。
Mm. 秘密菜单 ,the secret menu?
Yeah,
okay.
The Starbucks secret menu.
Okay, the Starbucks secret menu.
好,那大家呢关注我们开言英语的微信公众号。你不仅可以看到我们这一期和往期节目。很完整的文本精彩的图片还有就是觉得这个公众号上面我们聚集了越来越多现在20多万很喜欢学英语的朋友、
嗯、
所以就是大家这个一个很好的沟通互相交流学习的一个 community
yeah that's right
我们是一个大家庭对吧、嗯、然后呢我们现在直播呀各种各样的跟主播的交流互动啊所以呢 it's a fun place so follow us guys follow 我们开言英语的公众号、
yeah, please do
嗯首先呢先来说说 coffee 你去点咖啡的时候现在我们很多的这个咖啡都是被星巴克教育的嘛、right? So you go for, you know, your 什么 Camera Macchiato、然后
太甜了
对就各种各样很花式的咖啡但是呢最基本的可能就是 It's all espresso based
Yeah,、
right?
that's right, yeah, espresso So it's like 浓缩咖啡对吧
浓缩咖啡 espresso、那喜欢 espresso 的朋友呢就是 You either get your single shot, right?、Or you can order your doppio
Doppio, is that like a double shot?
Double shot
Okay,
yeah Or do you like Americano?
Yeah, 美式咖啡
其实这美式咖啡它之所以叫 Americano 就是意大利人、They don't have this way of drinking coffee, right? It's the Americans、I heard 好像是 during World War II、二战是吧、美国兵到意大利说 Oh, this espresso is way too strong
Oh, so they wanted to water it down a bit
Exactly
Dilute it, okay
对所以他们就加点水把它 dilute 稀释一点然后最后这个就变成了 Americano
Oh, that makes sense、Yeah, that makes sense
好那对于喜欢你的 espresso 里面有一点奶的朋友呢当然我们就会去选择像什么 latte 啊 or cappuccino、
Right, yeah, yeah.
Right. So they're basically still espresso based,、but a latte would contain steamed milk,、热的牛奶 and some milk foam.
Yeah, that's right. I've actually made quite a few of those in my life. Having worked at a bar, I had to make coffee too.
所以你是会那种拉花的吗
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's easy.
Easy, really? 你可以拉出一个 Hello Kitty 的头出来吗
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I have to give it a couple tries, but I could probably pull it off.
pull it off, 可以做到。拉花英文怎么说
拉花就是那个 what to like,
make the shape.
Yeah, make like a flower or
yeah,
like any
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of shower. We would, I'm not sure actually.
I've heard just people calling it latte art.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
What about cappuccino? So how is it different from a latte?
I feel like a cappuccino, I mean, because a cappuccino also has milk, and I feel like cappuccino also has steamed milk, isn't it?
Yeah. So
it's probably, I think it's less than a latte.
你乐乐不分了。
也乐乐不分,是吧?
Yeah, so cappuccino is, it's still got espresso steamed milk, milk foam, but it's got less, a lot less steamed milk than a latte.
Yeah, yeah.
那 cappuccino 呢，在意大利，我上次去旅游，然后意大利的导游就跟我们说，在意大利没有人过了早上十点会点 cappuccino. They said this is just a morning drink in Italy.
Yeah, I could see that.
对，然后他们就说，因为早上起来，你的胃 if you don't want something as strong as just espresso,
yeah.
So they'd order a cappuccino because it's got milk, so yeah. It's a little bit gentler on your stomach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
就对胃没有那么的刺激。所以呢，这个 cappuccino 就是上面 milk foam 这个奶泡比较多，对吧？然后里面真的奶就比 latte 要少一半吧。然后当然，最正宗的就是 there's also dust some chocolate powder on top,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true.
好，那还有在意大利你完全不会看到的咖啡呢，就是里面加了各种各样糖浆的，比如什么
yeah, 糖浆
Mocha 呀 Caramel Macchiato 这种东西啊。So 糖浆你刚刚说英文
yeah, It's like a syrup yeah.
Syrup S-Y-R-U-P
Yeah that's right、yeah.
Syrup 好那 Mocha 我们都知道了里面其实就是 Espresso steamed milk、But also some chocolate syrup
Yeah right right、
巧克力的然后前面我们也说了 macchiato macchiato 其实它就是 espresso and milk foam、It doesn't even contain a lot of milk
Yeah, I guess you're right、I never order macchiato So、I feel like people put chocolate in that too
就是我觉得
Or caramel, I don't remember
可能星巴克这个影响太多、yeah. 所以很多人脑子里的 macchiato 就是星巴克的那种 caramel、
yeah.
macchiato 焦糖玛奇朵、
yeah.
对吧
Yeah, yeah
但其实意大利的那个玛奇朵它就是只是浓缩咖啡上面一点奶泡、一点奶都没有的、
OK
然后我以前在澳洲读书在澳洲我觉得很多的就是 flat white
Flat white?
Flat white, you're starting to see it more like Starbucks and Costa both offer it now
是什么东西
So flat white is basically just espresso and steamed milk、without the milk foam
Okay, I see.
So it's flat. Yeah,
that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay, 没有奶泡 okay.
Yeah, I really like it. Just brings back university memories for me. Yeah.
好吧。
好，那我们刚刚讲了那么多比较常见的 standard coffee choices 啊，我又想到我每一次吧去加拿大或者美国 I always learn something new Some new English phrases when it comes to order coffee
Such as? You remember the last thing you learned?
Yeah 我有一次去点了一杯美式是在加拿大到一个星巴克然后那个做咖啡的人问我说 Do you want some extra room?他跟我然后我还反应了一下啊我说什么叫要不要房间要不要 extra room 后来我想啊他就问我要不要留一点空
in, yeah,
你可以自己放奶
yeah yeah
我说哦我说我 get 了我学到了
yeah 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 I can see where that'd be a little confusing at first
对、
yeah.
然后我就说啊、no、yeah. 但是如果你是想自己里面再加奶什么的、你可以 yes please、或者你 if you want to make that request、你可以跟他说 can you leave some extra room
see I always want to get the most for my money so I'd say no and then I'd like take a big sip out of the cup of straight coffee and then I made some room myself it's like alright I got more coffee and then I put some milk on top、yeah.
哎呦你好 cheap 哦然后还有一个学到的新的是有一次到美国然后也是一个星巴克然后呢我点了一个什么好像拿铁还是什么吧热的然后就跟他说 Can you not make it so hot please 因为我说不要那么烫
对
然后我讲出这句话以后我自己就觉得很不好意思 because it sounded I realized how Chinglish it sounded 我就觉得哎呦肯定是听起来特别 awkward 特别 Chinglish 的这个英文应该怎么说
What?
我不要那么烫
I mean, I don't know I mean, if you Probably, I think you said it right
But it just sounded so weird, right?
Yeah, because he's probably like, lady, it's hot You know, if you don't want it hot You know, you can either like let it chill for a little bit yourself After I give it to you Or I can make it iced What else
no, no, no. She actually 是一个女生 barista 她跟我说 Oh, you mean kids temperature
They make kids temperatures coffees?
Yeah
Kids drink coffee?
没有，但就是他们的说法，我后来发现，哦，他们可能就不要那么烫，他们就会说，就中文我们说温嘛。
Yeah, yeah, 我知道。
对吧？然后英文里面的表达就是小孩子可以喝的温度，就没有那么烫。
But I don't know how you make fresh coffee that isn't hot, unless it's like cold pressed coffee.
They just don't steam the milk for too long, right? It's the milk that's really hot. In any case, 如果没有那么烫，你们以后到美欧美国家可以跟人家说 kids temperature, 他们就知道你的意思了。
Okay. I didn't even know that one.
好，那 rounding up, 我们最后呢要分享一些特别的有意思的那个 Starbucks secret menu 饮料的 options 啊。
Okay.
对。就是如果你觉得自己是一个 foodie or coffee connoisseur 是一个很懂咖啡的美食家的话 你就可以去点这个星巴克神秘菜单这个东西其实好像不是星巴克自己 officially 官方出的而是一些人就是喜欢咖啡的人他们自己去创新so they created it and then Starbucks kind of jumped on the bandwagon and they made it into a bigger thing so it was very popular in American social media 这 secret menu 上面的东西呢我和 Spencer 看了一下 it's basically got like a ton of syrup
yeah it's just all really sweet stuff
都是很甜的东西啊
yeah.
我们先来看几个在美国很受欢迎的美国人很爱吃 Oreos、right?
Yeah Well yeah I guess they do I don't anymore But yeah
奥利奥饼干但这个是 secret menu 吗这个不是 standard menu 吗 So Oreo Frappuccino 这在中国就有啊 It's a seasonal thing、
no.
对 So basically A Frappuccino 就是星巴克的星冰乐嘛。星巴克叫 Frappuccino, 但别的地方可能就这种冰沙类的 it's called a Frappe, right? So Frappe 就是一个冰沙类的东西啊。
对。
So Oreo Frappuccino basically just double chocolate chip Frappe with white mocha syrup.
Oh wow, sounds like diabetes in a cup.
你说是一杯糖尿病。
是啊。
Hey, how about this one? 我看看你喜不喜欢这个 Captain Crunch.
Oh, the cereal? They got Captain Crunch coffee?
对 ,Captain Crunch 是美国很受欢迎的一个早餐谷物 right? Breakfast cereal.
I mean, like 20 years ago, until they realized, you know, how fat their kids were getting off eating that stuff.
反正就是很甜的。这个 Captain Crunch 里面有什么呢?里面有 strawberries.
Fake strawberries. It's not, there's no 没有任何的水果,你知道吗?
你不要那么 cynical, 好吧?
是真的,我不是 cynical.
我们给大家就翻译一下这些是什么啦。
好好,草,草莓,味的。Okay, strawberry flavor, fake strawberry flavor.
然后呢,里面有,那个鲜奶油喷出来的那个英文怎么说
What the whipped cream?
Whipped cream,
yeah,
是吧
yeah,
OK,
yeah.
Whipped cream, 然后 A pump of caramel
A pump
Syrup Caramel 就焦糖对吧、
对
Syrup 我们说了糖浆、那一般这个糖浆的量词我们就用 pump一下
well, here, yeah, because it's coming out of this big,
pump.
big bottle that they hit it with. Because pump, it's a, 是名词也是动词。Yeah, so like you pump a pump.
对,就一个泵,是吧?
是是。
So a pump of caramel and two pumps of toffee.
Oh, my God.
两下的那个太妃 toffee. And one pump of hazelnut.
I think I know why now it's on the secret menu, Jenny. Because they don't have to follow the regulations that disclose caloric.
我也听过有人这么说就说这些东西里面对热量糖分太高了所以他们因为美国现在有越来越多 regulation 对吧就是 health regulation 说不能商店卖那么甜的东西所以他们只能做 secret menu Anyway it's got two pumps of toffee syrup one pump of hazelnut hazelnut 就是榛子
对
榛子糖浆然后还有 two scoops of chocolate chips 好那最后我们再说一下这个 biscotti frappuccino
Biscotti is like those Italian cookie things
对这个就是 biscotti 就是那个 星巴克也有卖的很脆的那个对吧饼干
对
它是意大利的一种意大利人喝 espresso 的时候旁边会吃的这个啊很硬很脆 The secret menu this biscotti frappuccino has 哦他说这个呢你 就自己买一根星巴克的 biscotti、然后 ask your barista、barista 就是那个做咖啡的人
yeah, yeah.
to blend it up with any flavor of frappuccino
That sounds kind of tasty, I guess、
我觉得对这个我觉得我也很想试试、
yeah.
你随便买什么星冰乐、然后自己多买一根 biscotti 让它帮你 blend、就是搅拌在一起啊好我们会把所有这些 secret menu item 放在今天的微信推送里面啊、大家有兴趣的话下次可以到你的 local Starbucks 去尝试一下看看 barista 愿不愿意这样给你做好那不管怎么样但愿你在开言英语呢都能学到在你日常生活中很实用的英语点咖啡然后点牛排因为今天 Spencer 和 Diana 刚刚录了一课付费课程点牛排啊这样的英语然后包括对于有意思的这个美国生活美国文化都会有了解、那如果你喜欢我们的双语脱口秀你想英语学更好呢就升级账户你就可以学习我们六个级别600多节的全英语口语课都是很实用的场景大家到我们的微信公众号就可以去升级账户啦你喜欢喝咖啡吗 What kind of coffee do you like? 希望大家都可以在今天的留言里面告诉我们啊。
Yeah, we'd love to hear what you got to say, guys.
And try out the secret menu. You guys try order it off of your local Starbucks. Let's see if that works. And
yeah,
let us
know.
Guys. 好, we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye.